Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
I grew up in a family with six children, and there was always one of us getting picked on by the other. And while some of it is pretty normal, sibling, you know, you grow up with siblings, they teach you how to deal with other kids in some, and deal with other people in some ways, but there is a line that can be crossed that passes over into actual aggression and bullying. But what is that line? My guest is Dr. Robert Segi. He's a professor of pediatrics and the director in the Division of Family and Child Advocacy at Boston Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Segi. Tell us a little bit about this study that was done, that bullying of brothers and sisters should not be ignored. How do we know when it's bullying and when it's just, oh, guys, cut it out?
Oh, boy. That's a big question, and I grew up in a family of five children, so I know exactly what you're talking about. What this study looked at was physical aggression and looked at the events that happened after that. And what they found was that being beat up or physically aggressed upon by your sibling is just as damaging for a child's long-term mental health as having problems with community violence or other sorts of violence that children may experience. And I think it's kind of not too big a surprise, because your sibling lives at home with you. It's a little bit hard to escape from that person. So in answer to your question, I would say if it's persistent, if it's not just when they get in a fight, but one child is really terrorizing another child, when someone actually gets hurt or injured in some significant way, then it's beyond that. But I also think that one of the jobs of parents is to help our children learn how to resolve their own conflicts nonviolently. And so part of the job of parents is to teach kids taking turns, doing rocks, paper, scissors, all kinds of issues, and to make sure that as we're equipping our children for life, we're equipping them to solve the inevitable conflicts without getting physical. And when we don't, and the kids do get physical, this is the sort of problem we might expect.
Well, absolutely. You know, as every parent with more than one child knows, there's always going to be disputes, you know, and while some children may get along wonderfully with their siblings, there are issues. Just recently, my daughter kicked a soccer ball into the bushes. She wouldn't go get it because she's afraid of the bugs. And my son went and got it for her, but she had to offer him $1 to do it. So, but it worked, and I stayed out of it. I really wanted to stay out of it and see how they'd resolve it, because she was crying, and he's like, no. But then she said, I'll give you $1, and he said, okay, done. And I let them resolve it perfectly, but yet, you know, you do have to keep an eye on it, and mental health can really be affected, can't it, if there's true aggression going on?
Yeah, and I think that many people have suspected this for a while. This was a paper that was based on a large sample. Over 3,500 families were surveyed, and they asked them about all kinds of things. So they were able to correct for other family problems that might be going on, for all sorts of issues, to really get a very strong result that sibling physical violence, physical aggression, particularly repetitive situations, is a real problem for kids and really endangers their mental health. And so it makes sense, right? We all go home. And I go home, I relax, take my shoes off, I kick back. It's a place where I stop worrying about things I worry about at work. And children need to have that same sense of safety, that when they go home, it's a safe environment. If there's stuff going on at school with their peers, home is safe.
How do we know, Dr. Segi, that this has crossed the line as a parent? Do we look for signs? Do we look for things?
I think that parents generally have a good sense of how their kids are getting along, and the story you told about how your children resolve their conflict, but you were there watching. I think that if you see that one child is terrified of the other, if a child is physically beating up a smaller, younger sibling, or if a child gets physically injured that needs medical attention, this is time when you really need to think about, can we do this ourselves, or should we get some family therapy or talk to the pediatrician? about how we might help the children learn how to get along better. And the only mistake you can make is saying, you know, if I just ignore it, they'll grow out of it. Because maybe they will, maybe they won't. But I don't think ignoring it is the right solution.
Well, it's certainly not. And what do you do if you find out that, you know, one of your children, it could even be the younger child, is really turning into a bully, is being overly aggressive, or maybe the younger child is using words, which can be worse sometimes than the fist?
Yep. I think what you do is you make clear limits for the family. This is what we do, this is what we don't do. And if you observe something like that, the child has consequences, and the consequences may relate to how they treat the other child, to their privileges around the home, anything from watching their favorite show on TV to some kind of chores, but some real consequence. And if you find that it persists, your pediatrician can really talk with you and give you some more specific advice about your family. Or some of my families need to have 3 or 4 visits with a social worker just to talk through how the family works, what the dynamics are, what the issues are. So they give the parents not just general advice you can get on the radio, but really specific advice. So my suggestion would be try these things. Try to monitor how your kids do it. Try to teach them how to resolve things. If it's not working, don't be afraid to get help. Get some help. Avoid a problem.
Well, and because also sibling rivalry has always, you know, we've heard about it for so many years, and, you know, this sibling gets to go to dance class and this one doesn't, or you don't have the money to send this one, you know, I mean, all these kinds of things crop up.
So this is the most ancient problem. I understand that Cain and Abel didn't get along so well either.
Well, I mean, but sometimes, Dr. Seggy, it is absolutely imperative that the siblings sort of learn to resolve their disputes, because how you learn to go out in the world and do that stuff.
Oh, it sure is. And you know, and that's you're exactly right, because my grandmother, may she rest in peace, no longer has conflicts. But those of us who are still alive do. And one of the things you can learn at home is how to resolve a conflict with someone you love.
That's so important.
What a valuable lesson in life.
There's an old saying that said siblings were put on this earth to get you to know people you wouldn't otherwise have anything to do with. And, you know, I mean, and that could be true, because I know my 6 siblings, we are all so different, my goodness.
Yep.
But
yep.
Now, in the last minute and a half that we have, your best advice on siblings resolving their conflicts and when it crosses the line into bullying, what we should do.
Okay. First of all, start early. When your kids are young, teach them how to resolve their own conflicts. Don't get yourself in the position of resolving it for the children. They have to learn how to do it. Second, monitor how they're doing. If there's physical aggression, if one child is terrorizing another one, these are warning signs. And then you need to step in and set limits, intervene, talk with the children, and then go back and redouble your efforts to monitor what they're doing. If you need some help, get some help. Don't underestimate the long-term problems that kids may have if this sort of situation goes from being the normal, casual competitiveness that children have with each other to a real serious episode of bullying or terrorizing. Don't let that happen to your family, and do what it takes to stop it.
I think that's the most important message, is don't underestimate it. Don't just pass it off and say, okay, that's just normal, because there is a line that can be crossed. There is a time when kids can get hurt physically and or mentally, and because it's a sibling, it can affect them for a lot longer than maybe something they might even encounter from a stranger. So parents, we all have to keep mindful. Yes, we sometimes let our kids do it themselves, and that's great, but sometimes we do have to step in and see how far it has gone. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in association with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.